What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 174. Today's topic is this: dare to be different. Sit back and relax, because here we go. So, I'm a car guy. I've always liked cars. I think where it came from was when I was a kid. I grew up in South Florida, and every year would look forward to the Miami Auto Show. So, from, I don't know, probably about age 10, I guess about 10, that's back from when I remember, about age 10 on, until I, you know, went away and went away to college, all that and everything, left home. Every year would go with my parents. My dad is a car guy too. And so, it'd be like a family bonding thing, right? So my dad would pile us all up in the car and we'd go look at all the new cars and everything that were coming out for that year. Always look forward to it. And I prided myself, like I would memorize what these cars would look like. I get all the little car books. Have you ever done this? Where you get like all the little books of the cars, and I'd be walking around with my bag, and every once in a while you get like some automotive swag for one of the dealerships. Would give away like a hat or a t-shirt if you were lucky. And I used to love that stuff. And I would pride myself on the fact that, you know, would I be sitting in the back seat as a kid riding at night, I could look at the headlights or the taillights of a car and be like, you know, oh, that's a Honda Accord. Oh, that's a Ford F-150. Oh, that's a, and I got really, really good at it. I'm definitely not as good at it anymore. But when I was a kid, man, oh, I loved doing that. And I'd like challenge myself to like, then once the car would get closer, see if I was right. Now there were subtle differences with those lights of the cars, right? Every car had headlights. Every car had taillights. But there were differences that made them unique. Just like with all of us, there's subtle differences. But not major ones. What do I mean by that? You know, to stand out, you got to be different. And it's not some canned advice that it's like, just be different. It really is something to take to heart, where you actually have to stop and ask yourself, where am I doing things differently? Now, there's nothing wrong with showing up and going to your job every day. There's nothing wrong with, you know, you get married, you have kids, and you raise them and so forth in your way, right? I'm not taking anything away from that. But you'll notice the folks that, you know, oh, this guy doesn't eat meat. He's weird, right? What a weirdo. Doesn't eat meat. Or the really fit dad, you know, or the really fit mom. They're weird. They have an issue. It's like our society will stigmatize folks that do things differently. And on the same token, they also celebrate those folks that do things so differently that they have wild success. Let me give you an example. Elon Musk. Weird dude. Like, if you like sit and interview with him and everything, he's kind of a weird dude, especially you watch some of his earlier interviews. Go check him out on YouTube. Like back when he was, you know, like an eBay guy, he was like not quite as handsome, you know, but he's a weird guy. Like if you would have known him back in the day, back before he had built SpaceX and eBay and Tesla and like all these really cool things, you'd probably like meet him and be like, wow, that guy's a little weird, right? I mean, he's different. This guy is different. Yeah, damn right he's different. Different enough, thought very differently, and made quite a different life for himself and impacted the world. I don't drive a Tesla yet, but that's the plan. In part because the car itself, bringing it back to cars, is so damn different. I'll tell you this much, and I'm not like endorsed by Tesla or anything like that. Go test drive a Model 3. Like if you live near one of the, if you live near a Tesla dealer, even if you're not going to buy one, just go test drive one. The experience itself is absolutely amazing. Talk about like an outing for you and the family. It's quite fun, quite different. May get you to buy one. I don't know. But what impressed me so much about the car is how different it truly is and how the concept, the thought behind it had to be different. Like the man behind it, the people that built it and designed it had to think differently and had to act differently in order to create something like that. That made me really start thinking about life in general and the kind of life that I want to build and what I want to do, what my barometers for success are. And that's the whole point of today's podcast. It doesn't really matter what the barometer of success is to everyone else, whether that's, you know, millions of dollars or, you know, a really big house or designer labels on your clothes. If that's your barometer of success, fine, that's up to you. But don't let it be what other folks dictate. Dare to be different. Look at yourself. Find out what your barometer for success is. Maybe it's just being happy, finally. Finally being happy in your own skin. Maybe it's being able to, you know, have time with your kids. Maybe it's having your own business and not having to listen to a boss, even if there's ups and downs of the business. Whatever your barometer of success is, find it for yourself. Dare to be different. And I promise you, you'll be walking a line that there's a lot of folks that don't have the courage to do so. That's what I got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. If you don't follow me on social media, please do. You can find me on Facebook, David Boyd, Instagram, David Boyd MD, and last but not least, Blind Spot Medical. You want to talk about daring to be different, going against the grain of your traditional medicine. Blind Spot Medical is exactly that. The whole premise of find it, fix it, and then protect it. It is not what our healthcare system is built on at all. Go check it out, blindspotmedical.com. Put in your name and email address. That'll get you on the mailing list, and we'll see you on the webinar. That's what I got for you today, my friends. Remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. We'll be coming at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. See you then.